Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
For the first half of the final edition this week, we've got the New Order in the North Pole, the Old Order in Spider-Man movies, and a solution for a host to the Oscars. She's hip, she's corporate, she's cutting edge yet manageable. Alive, yet a computer. Also not alive. Then in the second half of the show, a lot of you are probably just about to go home to visit your families for the holidays, so we found three classic sketches about families. Not a sentimental view, not a cynical view, just a clear-eyed portrayal of why you don't go home more often. After that, our recording studio is moving. For real. We'll have details at the end. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour. With talk of a government shutdown, the final edition asks the man on the street, why would you want to shut down the government?
I can get that D, am I right, Woods?
I'm sick of having to always see the Smithsonian.
So we can clean it.
Have we tried shutting down the government and then turning it back on again?
I don't like the mail I get.
So if we're shutting down the government, does global warming stop for a week? No.
I'm a single issue voter and my issue is I'm still single.
If we shut down the government, will my dad come back to life?
We're not actually shutting down, we're just closing all the doors and having an eyes wide shut sex party.
Aliens.
Who is going to tweet the thoughts and prayers next time there's a mass shooting next week?
I just want to shut down the Jacksonville DMV.
Wait, do we get to pick which government we want to shut down? Because I want Belgium.
If we shut down the government, will my mother not know that I forgot to send her birthday card on time?
We should shut down the government and replace it with a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, elves, we've spent many a holiday season together, but after 245 jolly years, I can no longer afford to keep the workshop open.
Santa, no!
What about the children?
What about Christmas?
No. I'm afraid the rough economy has even reached the North Pole.
Well, what's going to happen to us?
Oh, not to worry, little elves. There's still plenty of work for you. Meet your new boss.
Hello, I'm Jeff Bezos, Amazon CEO, and I'd like to welcome you to our new North Pole Fulfillment Center.
Yay.
Mr. Bezos assures me he's also in the business of spreading holiday cheer.
At Amazon, our passion is drop shipping cheer. We even have little smiles on the side of our boxes.
Making toys is our passion.
They're quite good at it, too.
Honestly, I've got elves in factories in China handling our assembly at far more competitive wages.
That's globalization for ya.
But your new jobs will be packaging our exciting products. Alexa, turn on assembly line.
Assembly line is turned on.
Well, who needs toys when you have Kindle Fire tablets and Echo Dots?
Those things have mics, so the FBI always knows when you're naughty.
Speaking of, here's my list of who has been naughty and nice.
I'm just gonna rip these right up. I didn't become worth over $130 billion by segregating customers. The only lists we care about are our Prime members' wish lists.
He's disrupting our business model.
You've just got to change with the times. Progress, I suppose.
All right, it's time to get started. Analysts are forecasting our busiest season. Alexa, what's on my to-do list?
Next item, shoot all the reindeer.
Wait, what?
At Amazon, we adhere to an optimized, streamlined model.
What part of your model includes caribou killing?
We have a fleet of drones that can fly around the world at a fraction of the cost and don't need hay.
Are you going to kill Rudolph too?
We'll be offering canned reindeer meat as our prime deal of the day.
Jingle has been crushed by an automated sorting machine.
I've seen enough. Christmas is about the joy of giving gifts, not wanton consumerism and profiteering. The deal is off.
Alexa, show Santa my final offer.
Well, let me see what's on your Kindle here. Whoa, that's a lot of milk and cookies.
I'll even throw in free Amazon Prime for life.
I do like binging on Top Gear. Enjoy the factory. Mrs. Claus and myself are off to Miami. Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho! Ho, 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 ho!
Coming soon to Netflix.
Hang on, I've just got to find my purse. Hey! There's a camera crew in the bathroom!
There's a what in the what?
Netflix presents Your Life is a Netflix Show Now.
No, we're not letting camera people in the car with us. No, hey!
Look carefully at the deed to your house. Netflix has rented it and moved it to a soundstage at Sunset and Bronson.
Where's our front yard?
Starring you and your friends.
Marie, these men kidnapped us and brought us here!
Terry, I'm so sorry.
And directed by Pedro Almodovar.
My life is directed by Pedro Almodovar?
So, which one of us is the transvestite?
I am. Your Life is a Netflix Show Now, starting this week. You'll watch about half of it.
Can I get a spin-off?
Your Life is a Netflix Show, too. And now, live from C-SPAN.
Thank you for joining us today in downtown Manhattan for a panel discussion regarding the financial forecast for 2019. We have with us Janet Yellen, former Presidential Economic Advisor and Federal Reserve Chairperson.
Hello.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow.
Hey.
Pee Wee Herman. And hanging on by a thread, former Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan.
What?
I would like to start off with a question for our entire panel. Where do you see the state of the global economic future as we go into the new year?
Greenspan has just exploded.
Hey, boss, you know how they can't find a host for the Oscars and they might not have a host? Instead of no host, how about a digital host? Alexa, host the Oscars.
Welcome to the 90th Academy Awards from the lovely Dolby Theater in the heart of Hollywood.
She can even do the monologue. Alexa, tell me a joke.
Two gay guys.
Oh, no, not that joke. Alexa, tell me a joke that doesn't offend anybody, that avoids all controversy, and shows Hollywood has a sense of humor about itself.
Configuring joke. Oprah, I'd like you to meet Uma. Oprah, Uma, Uma, Oprah.
It's okay, I can tweak it.
Playing Twerk It by Busta Rhymes.
Twerk it, 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 twerk it.
The new film Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse introduces audiences to a multitude of Spider-Men and women from across multiple dimensions for a big-screen team-up. The final edition takes a look at the Spider-People who didn't make the cut, including Spider-Monkey.
No one swings like a monkey!
Spider-Mansplainer.
Actually, if you listen to Kingpin's podcast, you know that he has some really good ideas.
Spider-Manatee.
You could also call me the Spider Sea Cow.
Spider-Man D'More.
I'm missing Uncle Ben again, Dave.
Spider-Man Ashevitz.
I've got 8 legs, 1 for each night of Hanukkah.
Spider-Madam De Stahl.
The more I see of Spider-Man, the more I like the spider dogs.
Spider Mane.
Brush me.
Spider Maniac.
I'm a spider maniac, maniac above the floor, and I'm swinging like
like I've never swung before.
Spider Stan.
Excelsior.
Spider McMahon.
This Sunday, it's a sinister six-way fight between Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, The Vulture, The Shocker, Spider-Mankind, and Rey Mysterio.
Spider Manafort.
This whole Latverian collusion thing is a hoax.
The Spider-Man from the Atari game.
I got 8-bit by a radioactive spider.
Spider Mounty.
Thwip, thwip. Eh?
Spider Microsoft.
I'm the original webmaster.
And, of course, everyone's favorite arachnid Avenger, Spider Lamb. Catch none of them this holiday season in Spider-Man. Into the Spider-Verse.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Welcome to Porn Starbucks. Can I take your order?
Porn Starbucks? What's that?
Well, regular Starbucks says they're going to block customers from accessing porn sites on their Wi-Fi.
That makes sense. And porn Starbucks?
We're just like Starbucks, except you can watch porn. And the coffee sucks.
Okay, then why should I stay here?
Did I mention you can watch porn?
Fine. I'll take a tall Frappuccino.
Actually, we just decided to stop selling coffee.
Okay, then what do you sell?
Napkins. Lots of napkins.
Sorry to interrupt, but could I get some more napkins?
Sure thing. Thank you. Come again.
Porn Starbucks. Did we mention you can watch porn?
Frappuccino.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Focus, our roundup of news of the past 7 days. I'm Jason Capwell. Joining me to discuss national and international events of the past week is Milton Capwell, a retired hardware store proprietor. Full disclosure, Mr. Capwell is my father. Dad, welcome to the show.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, Dad?
Wait a minute, damn it. Let me turn the TV off.
Are you there, Dad? I think he's turning off the TV.
I couldn't hear you. I had the TV on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Where's the goddamn button to make the phone louder? Hello?
Dad?
Yeah, I had to make the phone louder.
So we're all set now? Dad, we're all set now?
Hello?
Dad, can you hear me? Dad? Are you there?
Yeah, I thought you were talking to somebody else.
No. Okay. First off, this morning I wanted to get your view on this. As you know, Speaker of the House John Boehner, without telling President Obama, invited the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address the Congress in support of new sanctions against Iran. But that move seems to have backfired on both Boehner and Netanyahu.
Boehner's a goddamn idiot. He's NG. You know what NG means?
Yeah, I do.
He's a drunk. What's the sense of talking? They're all no goddamn good. Did you buy a lottery ticket?
Yeah, Dad, I told you I did. I want to turn now to the Affordable Care Act. The Supreme Court is scheduled to make a ruling in a few months that could completely undermine the law.
What's that?
The Supreme Court. They're set to make an important decision on Obamacare.
Let me explain something to you about the Supreme Court. They're a bunch of bastards. They hate Obama because he's a colored fellow.
You mean he's black?
Yeah, Obama. He's smarter than all those bastards put together. Southern snakes.
My point is, if the Supreme Court rules against Obamacare, millions of Americans will lose their health coverage. Dad?
I've got another call. Can I call you back?
Why don't you let that call go, and later you can call them back.
I'll call you right back. Hello? I think they're gone.
As I was saying, if the Supreme Court guts Obamacare and disaster strikes, do you think the Republicans will do anything to fix the law, or will they let the whole thing crash to the ground?
My father, may he rest in peace. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
My father, may he rest in peace, used to say, the more bullshit you feed the American public, the more they like it.
There's a lot of truth in that.
What?
Do you think the Republicans would allow millions of Americans to lose their health insurance, even if that leaves them dangerously vulnerable in 2016?
2016? Do you know how old I'll be in 2016?
You'll be...
I'll be 92 years old. No, I'll be 93 years old. I'm an old man.
Well, at least you have Medicare.
What?
So, how's the weather back there?
It's cold as hell. Want to say hello to Ma?
We're going to take a break, and when we come back...
Did you remember to buy a lottery ticket yet?
And when we come back, we're going to talk about immigration, Cuba, and the time my Uncle Max refused to loan my father money after wrecking his car.
It's Mom News, your most trusted source of late-breaking news you need to hear, brought to you by your mother.
Good evening, sweetie. In tonight's top story, your dad got that Miata off the Craigslist. I didn't really want him to. That thing is too fast. He doesn't need to drive around that fast. He has high blood pressure. In other news, the neighbor's cats got into my garden. Again. Phyllis next door is denying her cats crushed my petunias. Your father really needs to fix the gate. He's in that garage all day with his Miata. Also, I ran into Gladys Ortega, your friend Mike's mom, over at the Costco. He's an engineer now and just had his second baby. She asked about you. I said you were in between jobs and back at home. What? It's nothing to be ashamed of. I saw in The View many of you millenniums are doing that. Now, let's check in with the weather.
We have a cold front moving in tonight, so you better bring a jacket. That nice one that I got you from JCPenney's, you should wear it more. Tomorrow, it's going to be warm with highs at 79 degrees, so you better wear your sunblock. Janice at Curve, she found a spot she thought was skin cancer, but it was just a freckle. But you could never be too careful.
Oh, don't forget your hat, darling. Hold on. We have late breaking news. Gladys Ortega just added me on the Facebook. Let's go there live.
Hi, sweetie. I'm here live on the Facebook where Gladys Ortega has posted pictures of her new grandchild. A full album of 72 photos we will definitely show you.
Oh,
look at these pictures. They are so cute. I could eat that face.
Oh,
just
yum,
eat
yum,
it right
yum.
Up.
Num, num, num.
Oh, my God. Give me seconds.
Give me seconds. Those cheeks. I can't wait until you give me grandkids whose pictures I could share on the Facebook. You still haven't me added back as a friend on there. Poke, poke, remind ya. And finally, I got more of that soup you like from Ralph's, the cream of chicken. I saved 30 cents with my Ralph's Club card. You really should get a Ralph's Club card, honey. You could get good discounts whenever you get married and finally settle down. No, I'm not pressuring you. I'm just worried. Lord knows I got enough to worry about with your dad racing around in that Miata. What a hothead. For Mom News, I'm your mom. And stop slouching like that. You're more attractive when you sit up. Good night, baby.
Well, I'm so glad I can spend Thanksgiving with all my sons, especially since this is our first Thanksgiving after your mother's passing.
We all miss her, Pappy Pops.
Now let's say grace. Lord, thank you for the love we share, the day we enjoy, and the food you have provided us, especially this turkey who fucked. Amen. Who wants a wing? Anybody want a wing?
Pappy Pops, did you say the turkey's fucked?
It's a turkey who fucked. Albertsons had them for regular turkey price. You know those free-range chickens where it's more ethical because they got to run around? This turkey's more ethical because the farmers made sure it got to fuck.
Is that an ethical thing? Because if it is, that is the weirdest ethical thing.
It feels right, and it tastes even righter. You see, a turkey who fucks develops muscles with stronger, sexier taste ions. It's science. Science that's documented in this extensive notarized paperwork.
Whoa, a comprehensive list of the turkey's sexual needs and wants.
It says the turkey liked the love poems of Pablo Neruda. And pegging.
Now, let's do grace again and do it right. Lord, thank you for the love we share, the day we enjoy, and the food you have provided us, especially this turkey who fucked. Who was named Emilio? And liked it raw. Amelia likes sex with a little choking.
Pappy Pops, come on!
Who wants the thigh?
Snooze you lose, little bro.
Pappy Pops, the thigh has a tattoo.
Yeah, who's Charlene?
I'm Charlene! You killed him! You killed my beloved Emilio! Take me instead! Take me, turkey version of God!
Not if he takes me first! Get your wings off him, Charlene. He was my lover. Mine. Also, to be clear, I am a sexy male turkey named Rogelio.
Rogelio!
What the hell was that?
That was bisexuality, son. Bisexuality and the wisdom that life is too short to only share physical love with one bird.
Wait a minute. The full tattoo reads, Charlene is not my true love, and neither is Rogelio.
Well, if Emilio teaches us anything, it's that the true cruelty is falling in love.
But who could Emilio's truest true love be?
Mom's ghost!
Even in death, I crave Emilio's touch.
Why, you son of a bitch!
We can still eat it, though, right?
Who wants to split the cock ring?
So this show was written by Gina Gusto, Barry Lank, Ebby Parker, Bruce Cherry, Matt Wilkie, Steve Rosenfield, Bridget Fitzgerald, Alex Schmidt, and Samantha Gerwitz. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Keith Saltajanes, Jessica Park, Ben Kirshner, Mike Besaw, and Gil Barron. Everything was produced and engineered by Barry Lank with technical help from the mighty Kurt Carlson and his magic shoes. A lot of music, of course, by Kevin MacLeod. The next time we record, it'll be in Burbank. UBN Studios, where we do the final edition, is being forced to leave the historic Sunset Gower lot in Hollywood, where we've been doing this show since 2015. We're going with UBN. Sunset Gower is interesting. It started in 1912 as a bunch of wooden outdoor stages in a shabby warehouse district known then as Poverty Row. Los Angeles was about a tenth of its current population, and Hollywood had been part of the city for only about 2 years. The studio eventually grew to host the filming of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Funny Girl, The Caine Mutiny, and some stuff by the Three Stooges. Yay. More recently, TV, including Dexter, News Radio, Saved by the Bell, Married with Children, Golden Girls, and The Monkees. And soon it'll be doing things with Netflix. Which is kind of the problem. Netflix is renting more and more space throughout this section of Hollywood and pretty much pricing out everyone else. So we're off to Burbank, and our cast member, Samantha Gerwitz, has some parting words.
In the time that I have been at Sunset Gower, I've created some amazing content with fantastic colleagues, learned so much about comedy, and gotten completely blackout drunk more than once. After 2 years, there are many things that I've made here that I am so proud of. And just as many completely made up, totally fake things that I have done here that I should probably apologize for. So since this will hopefully air after we've already moved out, I just want to say, I'm so sorry, Sunset Gower. I'm so sorry that sometimes I did park on the third floor instead of the fourth floor of the parking garage. But come the fuck on, it's 8 to 10 p.m. at night that we record and there are so many spaces open. You just want to show me where I stand in the food chain. And look, I know it's at the bottom, which means the top floor of the parking garage.
I'm sorry that I stole that chocolate babka from Shonda Rhimes' break room. To be fair, it said, please enjoy on a post-it note. And I did. I really did. It was a really good babka. I'm sorry that I scared that one lonely editor who was still working alone in a room at 11 p.m. when I was walking around drunk demanding that Mike Bisson take pictures of me with show posters of Shonda while I yelled, this is how you get away with murder. Be white. Show over. I am so sorry that I smoked a cigarette that one time out in the courtyard. But, you know, B. Arthur probably used to smoke here, and I just, like, had to be like B. Also, I was drunk, and I really needed a cigarette between sketches, and the entrance is, like, really far away. I'm sorry that I drank all of that horrible vodka that was in the freezer at UBN. But once I put it in that even more horrible blackberry soda that they always had, I couldn't even taste it. And I'm sorry that I drank it before recording. I think everybody is really sorry about that. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry to the late night dance podcast that I was constantly yelling through while they were recording. I really should have been more respectful, but I was really drunk. And I still don't understand how you dance on a podcast. Oh, and I'm also sorry that I drank the last of that vodka today, just before this recording. My bad. But it was still there, and, you know, leave no man behind, am I right? So here's to you, Sunset Gower Studios. I will miss you, probably way more than you'll miss me. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that this sketch fulfills a step in my 12-step program. So I'm Samantha Jane Gerwitz, and I am trying to be a better person in 2019.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.